I want to share a little bit about the gift of giving. I'm holding in front of me this beautiful hand-carved staff. I met a gentleman about 6 months ago at the Jack in the Box, where I go for breakfast every once in a while. And I kind of befriended him, you know, just shared the love of God with him, actually, and got to know him a little bit. And he knew that I was a pastor. I didn't try to hide that from him or anything. And about 4 months ago, by the way, he's an older gentleman. I don't believe he's married. He drives a not so nice looking little Honda car. I think he probably lives off the Jack in the Box salary. But about 3 months ago, he walked in with a staff that was carved, and he gave it to somebody else that was there. And I saw him do it. And when the gentleman he gave it to left, and I don't know what the carving was on that one, I says to him, I says, "Stanley, so did you hand carve that staff?" And he goes, "Yeah." I go, "Man, that was awesome. It was beautiful." And I turned around. He went back to work, and I finished my breakfast and left. And I haven't said anything to him other than, you know, the normal friendship. 2 weeks ago, I walked in, and I saw his car out there, and I walked up to the counter to order, and he sticks his head in the side door like this and jerks it back out. And I said, "I saw you, Stanley." And he walks around the front to where I'm at, and he goes, "I have something for you." And he pulls this off from behind his back, and he gives this to me. And I said, "Stanley, I never asked for one." He goes, "I know, it doesn't matter." He says, "I saw the look in your eyes when I gave that one to the other gentleman." By the way, he gave it to him because that guy had given him the car he's driving. And I said, "Stanley, I don't have anything to give you." He goes, "You've already given to me." He says, "You've befriended me, and you've shared the love of God with me." And he pulled this out, and he began to describe what was on it. And I'll leave it for people to look at. It's got little hand-carved angels and crosses all over it and stuff. It's got an inlaid cross made out of, looks like jute. It's got glued sand on it in places, you know, so you got a grip. He hand-carved the word hope. This was supposed to be love, he said, but there wasn't room for all four letters, so he just put LV. He carved and inserted this piece to make the cross. That's not carved out. It's shoved through a spot he made. This is not a coin. This has John 3:16 on it. It has a spiral staircase. And he said to me, he said, "Now this staircase, it comes up and it breaks." And he said, "That represents the fact that we've all lost our way and have to find it through Jesus." And he says, "You go around here and you can find the end and you can start and go all the rest of the way up." And it ends up at the cross with the word faith on the cross. And you know, I almost cried. This was probably a stick in somebody's yard that he picked up. And then he spent hours carving what he did on it. You see, it's not the cost of what you give somebody. It's what's behind the giving. He spent hours carving this. This isn't something that he did at a night. It's not beautiful. It's not perfect. But you know what it represents? It represents his heart. It represents love. Now, I don't know if he's a Christian or not. If he is, he's not walking. Okay, I can see that in the fruit. But because he knew I was a pastor, he did a Christian cross or staff for me. And this meant more to me than bringing me in a gift that was wrapped. And did I want it? No. When he offered it to me, did I want to take it? Not really. And then I thought, you know what? I have to. It's a gift. And it's a gift from his heart. The man couldn't afford to do anything else. But he wanted to bless me. And so I want you to keep that in mind. When you give a gift to someone, it isn't Don't give it because you have to. And don't give it because you think you have to go out and spend a lot of money on something. The greatest gift that Christ gave us was himself. It cost him his life. But he didn't go out and buy something. Stanley didn't go out and buy something. Stanley gave me a piece of his heart. And you know, it's the gift of giving. Amen? Are you all ready to give? Hold your offerings up. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the gift that keeps on giving. Lord, we thank you that we have an opportunity to sow into your kingdom. Father, Lord, we thank you that these seeds are sown into good ground, that you said in your word you would multiply them, some 60, some 100-fold, Lord. I know that you'll even multiply some even greater than 100-fold. So, Father, we just thank you that we have the opportunity to give this morning and that we know who the greatest giver of all is and what he gave for us. And we give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.